Hello, my friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If this is your first time, welcome to the family. We love turning your ideas into awesome adventures. And today's story comes to us from Mabel and Lincoln. Hey, guys, they sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com. Send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for a spooky adventure on this weekend? Me too, let's go! Mabel and Lincoln were so excited because they had just found out that they were going to vacation at a cabin on a farm. And guess what? This weekend it's Halloween. It's gonna be such a cool trip because the farm has all kinds of animals like horses and pigs and chickens and a cat named Pete. And they heard that behind the barn is a little house that's haunted. Oh, that sounds scary. And guess what? In the cabin, there were bunk beds. Who's ever slept in a bunk bed before? Yeah, bunk beds are so cool because the person that sleeps on the bottom is kind of like in a cave. And the person that sleeps on the top is like in a treehouse. It's so cool. I love bunk beds. Well, that night, they had to get some sleep because the next day was going to be a long, long, fun day of exploring. And so as they are sleeping in the bunk beds, they heard... What was that sound? Mabel said. Neighbor. Is that a ghost? Ah! Mabel and Lincoln were so worried. Oh no. They looked at the clock and... Oh, it was very early. It was 6:30 in the morning. It was starting to get light out, but it was still very dark. Oh, what are we going to do? Lincoln thought and said, All right, well, since we're spy kids, we got to investigate this. We got to figure this out because there's no way we're going to stay the rest of this weekend if there's a real ghost hanging around here. We got to figure this out. Let's go. They went downstairs and ate some breakfast with their family and walked outside and, whoa, it's cold. We need a jacket. They ran back inside. Mabel and Lincoln both put on a nice warm jacket because it was pretty chilly outside. And they started to look for clues. They walked all over the barn and everywhere, and the chicken coop and the pig pen, and they even talked to Pete the Cat. But Pete the Cat didn't know how to talk, so he was not very helpful. So Mabel and Lincoln kept looking, and they were kind of nervous to go check out that haunted house, that old shed, but they didn't know where else to look. So they walked over there and took a peek inside. It was completely empty. Nothing. There's definitely nothing here. All right. So where else could this be coming from? Wait. Shh. Neighbor. Is that ghost saying neighbor? Where is that coming from? They had to figure this out. All right. Shh, let's listen. Neighbor. It's coming from the barn. Let's go. Mabel and Lincoln ran as fast as they could to the barn and looked around everywhere. And in the back corner, in the dark, there was a big horse. They hadn't seen him before. Neighbor. It's coming from the horse. It's not a ghost. Oh, Lincoln said. He's cold. He's saying nay. And then he's brr. Oh, hey, buddy. Are you cold? The horse shook his head. Yes. All right. We need to figure out how to get this horse warm. Mabel
ran around the barn looking for a big horse blanket to put over him to keep him warm. And there's one! Whoa, it's really heavy! Lincoln, can you help me? Mabel and Lincoln pulled this giant blanket and threw it over the horse's back, and the horse shook his whole body. And, oh, I think that helped him feel a lot warmer. All right, Mabel, I think we should go find some hay and, like, make him a nice fresh bed of hay. I bet that would help keep him warmer, too. Yeah, I saw a whole bunch of bales of hay over here. Mabel and Lincoln both grabbed a big bale of hay. You know what a bale is? Yeah, a bale of hay. That's those big blocks, those cubes of, or squares of hay. And they started to pull all the hay out and make a nice fluffy bed for this horse. Whoa! I am so happy that this isn't a haunted farm anymore, because I was worried that that was a real ghost, because it sounded like a real ghost. But it was just a cold horse saying, "Nay, brr." That's kind of funny. All right, Lincoln, do you want to go explore some more? Yeah, let's go. Mabel and Lincoln spent the rest of the day exploring the farm and helping take care of all the animals, because it was getting colder, and so that meant there was a new job for all the animals. What a fun adventure. Have you guys ever been to a farm? Yeah, farms are really fun and special. I love animals. I love horses and pigs and chickens and all those farm creatures. Well, you guys have a great adventurous day, and maybe you can draw a picture of a farm and your favorite farm animal. I would love to see it. Have a great day, friends. See you next time on Kid Short Stories. Bye.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end. And you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shout Out. I want to say hey to Jed from Seattle, Washington, Ginny and Cece from Ambler, Pennsylvania, Lucas from Australia, Harrison from Toronto, Canada, Sheena from Sacramento, California, Arlo and Lucia from New Zealand, Italia from Canada, and Mariah from Virginia. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family. And on our spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his team without you, my friends. Will you have a super duper day? And I will see you next time. Bye.